Well, today will mark the 10th straight day with measurable rain for many neighborhoods. That includes our international airport. That's the longest such stretch since July of 2018. And the longest stretch ever, by the way, you might be interested in, is 17 straight days. So we'd have to go another week. And that occurred back in 2001 from August 30th through September 15th. So today still looks like we start out with the sunshine this morning. Then we get into those afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It will also make, if you get a thunderstorm in many neighborhoods, it'll be the 9th straight day with thunder and lightning. The record for July, by the way, in what is typically, of course, a stormy month, 26 thunderstorm days. So we have a ways to go. That was set back in 1971. I'm full of all sorts of nuggets and little trivia this morning, aren't I? In any case, we'll still see temperatures making it up to around 90 degrees this afternoon as we start to turn hotter. And we'll really start to notice that tomorrow through the weekend because the storms will be developing later in the day. They'll become more scattered, and we'll see temperatures soar into the mid-90s Friday through the weekend with feel-like temperatures anywhere from about 102 to 107. So it's going to start feeling like July again. The storms that develop in the afternoon hours with that kind of heat and humidity will be heavy, but again, they'll be quite hit and miss as well. Generally moving the storms from west to east or a little southeast today, much like we saw yesterday, and then a little more west to east for tomorrow and into the weekend. And that's important for fishermen and fisher people because it's red snapper season, just like that. Bang. Of course, it's a short season for recreational fisher people. For tomorrow through the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's a 3-day season and then a 4th day added on a Friday a week from tomorrow. But if you're headed out to offshore to fish for red snapper, it really doesn't look too bad. The mornings will be the easiest because they'll be the driest. And then we'll have to keep an eye out for the storms that try to come in off of the land and move toward the east. Seas and surf don't look too significant. A couple of 2 to 3 footers in general. Looking at high temperatures, that'll be in the mid to upper 80s to near 90, so it'll be hot. Water temperatures are generally running between about 82 and 85 degrees or so, pretty typical for this time of year. But really looks like a pretty good shot at getting some red snapper through the weekend. Word is that there's a lot of red snapper already biting, so just can't keep them right now, of course, at least if you're a recreational angler. Looking at sunrise at about 6:30 in the morning, and boy, it's going to be full of fisher folk through the weekend with sunset at about 8:30. Speaking of which, sunset now is at 8:32. And that's an important stat because 8:33 is our latest sunset, and that's been the sunset for about the last 10 days or so. So now we're not only losing some daylight on the front end early in the morning at around 6:30, but also on the back end at around 8:30. And as I mentioned earlier, it was last week, we lose almost a half hour of daylight during the month of July, and then we really start to lose that daylight as we get into August and September, of course, as we head toward the autumnal equinox, which is in the middle to late September, of course. And then also another interesting part in our skies right now, you guys, Comet Neowise is visible in the northeastern sky early in the morning. Look low in the northeastern sky, visible. Best visibility is from about 4:30 to 5:30 in the morning, so it's darn early, but Rich Jones ought to be able to get a look at that. It's visible with the naked eye, but much easier to see with binoculars. It was just discovered a few months ago, back in March, by NASA and telescope with the same name and the same mission of Neowise. That's how the comet got its name. The cool thing about this is it's starting over the weekend and next week. The comet will be visible in the northwestern sky a little bit after sunset. So it'll be when, you know, most people are kind of awake, except for Rich Jones, of course. But it'll be also be a little bit higher in the sky, not quite as low. Still be low, but not as low as in the northeastern sky as it is right now. So take a look. I've tweeted out that information at Mike First Alert. It is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because this comet will not come back into orbit where it'll be visible for Earthlings for about 6,000 years. So it's going to be a while. All right, that's all I got today on this Thursday morning. That's all your fun trivia and weather nuggets that I can come up with on your Thursday, July 9th, with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for the one and only 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.